Flossie and Bossie by Eva LeGallien. That evening, while she was rearranging the nest for the night, the chicks whispered to each other. "Let's all creep through the fence tomorrow," one of them said.
"She'd be furious," said another.
"She's too big to follow us," said a third. "We could have such fun all day without her."
"But think how we'd catch it when we come home to bed," piped a fourth.
"It would be worth it,"
decided the fifth. And they went to sleep, their little heads full of plans for the morning. The next day, as soon as they'd had breakfast, they asked Bossie's permission to go out in the yard.
"Very well, chicks," she said. "I'll be out in a moment. See that you behave yourselves."
"We will, Mother, we will,"
they peeped and ran quickly out of the house. In a second, they had all slipped through the fence and felt the soft grass and the cool black earth under their little feet.
"I don't care what happens," one of them chirped. "I wouldn't have missed this for anything."